This is VOA News. The Israeli military said on Monday it killed a senior Palestinian militant commander. The killing of Hussam Abu Harbid, Islamic Jihad's armed commander for North Gaza, was likely to draw a fierce response from the militant group that is fighting alongside Hamas. The Israeli military said in a statement that Harbid had been behind several anti-tank missile terror attacks against Israeli citizens. The Associated Press is calling for an independent probe into an Israeli airstrike that blew up a Gaza City building housing AP reporters and other journalists. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Israeli military claims the building housed a Hamas intelligence office. AP executive editor Sally Busby says the agency had no indication of that. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has asked for Israeli justification.
I've not seen any information provided.
But Blinken noted he will not discuss specific intelligence. Israel says it's putting together evidence. Reporters Without Borders is asking the International Criminal Court to investigate the bombing as a possible war crime. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary Blinken is signaling the U.S. would not press for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. Blinken's comments Monday in Copenhagen, Denmark, come as the fighting entered its second week, and more than 200 people have been killed, most of them Palestinians in Gaza. Pressure is increasing from U.S. lawmakers seeking a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. U.N. Security Council diplomats and Muslim foreign ministers convened emergency weekend meetings to demand a stop to civilian bloodshed in the region. This is VOA News. India reported a further decline in new coronavirus cases on Monday, but daily deaths remained above 4,000. And experts said the data was unreliable due to a lack of testing in rural areas where the virus is spreading. For months now, nowhere in the world has been hit harder than India by the pandemic. A new strain of the virus fueled a surge in infections that has risen to more than 400,000. Spain is sending a plane to Nepal to pick up and bring home some 40 Spanish mountaineers, aid workers, and others who have been affected by the travel bans imposed amid high coronavirus infection rates there. Foreign Minister Arancha Gonzalez-Lea said Monday that the plane will also take ventilators and other medical supplies to Nepal to treat patients with COVID-19. The mountaineers had called on authorities to repatriate them, a move met with criticism from those who said a pandemic is not a time to travel abroad to climb Mount Everest or other major peaks in the Himalayas. The major U.S. gas pipeline hit by a cyber attack may be up and running again, but you might still be searching for gas at some stations in the U.S.'s southeast. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Colonial Pipeline said Saturday it had resumed normal operations, delivering millions of gallons per hour. But drivers are still taking to social media to complain about empty pumps, and Gas Buddy, which tracks shortages, has loads of outages reported by motorists in numerous states. Colonial was crippled by a ransomware attack earlier this month. Sources told the Associated Press the company paid DarkSide nearly $5 million in cryptocurrency. The pipeline handles about 45% of gas consumed on the East Coast. I'm Julie Walker.
Britain has demanded the European Union give it more time to solve the post-Brexit Northern Irish border riddle. The BBC said on Monday Britain is proposing to phase in checks on food from October, while Ireland said the deal needed to be made to work. The United Kingdom left the European Union's orbit at the start of this year. That's when checks and tariffs were introduced on some goods moving from mainland Britain to Northern Ireland, which has a land border with EU member Ireland. Doubts are mounting about the efficacy of Russia's Sputnik vaccine. Drug regulators in the Czech Republic and Brazil have withheld approval, and counterparts in Slovakia have also expressed doubt. European Union regulators are still assessing Sputnik for its effectiveness and safety. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.